Shut down sticks. Sears lifeline cop killing arrest. I'm Barton Eckert. The partial government shutdown will almost certainly be handed off to a divided government to solve in the new year. Both parties trading blame on Friday. The shutdown could soon complicate things for America's farmers. More from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Earlier this year, the Agriculture Department announced up to $12 billion for farmers hard hit by the effects of the trade tariffs against China. The first checks went out in September. Last week, when the partial government shutdown began, officials assured farmers that the direct payments would still go out, except for those farmers who hadn't yet certified their production. In addition, farm loans and disaster assistance will be delayed due to the government shutdown. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Bids to buy Sears were supposed to be submitted to bankruptcy court by Friday afternoon. None emerged publicly, but correspondent Steve Kastenbaum says one may still be in the works.
It looked like a 4 p.m. deadline had come and gone with no savior for Sears emerging, but then came word that the chairman of Sears Holding Corporation was still working on a bid that would include $950 million in loans from Bank of America, Citigroup, and Royal Bank of Canada, according to sources familiar with the proposal. It would also include a $350 million line of credit. Eddie Lampert said weeks ago that his hedge fund would submit the $4.6 billion bid. Meanwhile, more Sears and Kmart stores will be closing. Employees at 80 locations across the U.S. learned that they would be shutting down soon. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The man suspected of gunning down a California policeman has been arrested while preparing to flee to his native Mexico. A two-day statewide manhunt ended Friday with the arrest of Gustavo Perez Arriaga at a Bakersfield, California home. Wall Street notching its first weekly gain, even with some losses in some of the indices on Friday. I'm Barton Eckert.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Three college football bowl games will be played ahead of tonight's national championship semifinals. Correspondent John Stolness with the preview.
While the two national championship semifinal games later today are grabbing all the headlines, there are a few bowl games of interest this afternoon. The first is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, featuring number 10 Florida versus 7th-ranked Michigan down in Atlanta, along with the Belk Bowl, in which South Carolina and Virginia will meet up in Charlotte. Kickoff for both of those games is noon Eastern. That'll be followed by the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, featuring Arkansas State and Nevada, for a 1:15 Eastern kickoff in Tucson. The bulk of the bowl games will take place on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, with 11 bowl games on the schedule. I'm John Stolness.
Talk about making a ton of gumbo. The Lieutenant Governor's Office in Louisiana says a chef has cooked up 6,800 pounds of the soup for charity and a Guinness record. I'm Barton Eckert.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/health. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/health. That's forhims.com/health for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/health.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states. WMAL traffic. I'm Michelle Murray. We did have some accident activity on the inner loop of the Beltway at Landover Road, affecting the two right lanes, and it was affecting the ramp from 202 to go onto the inner loop of the Beltway. Earlier accidents on the inner loop of the BW Parkway all cleared away. We did have accident activity southbound on 295 between Malcolm X Avenue and South Capitol Street. However, that is in the clearing stages, but we do have a little bit of heavy traffic on DC 295 southbound approaching Pennsylvania Avenue with a new traffic pattern.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Then at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens at 7, pointing you home with Eric Stewart at 8, and Senior Solutions at 8:30. Then at 9, it's the Wise Investor Show. At 10, hear Do-It-Yourself Investor Radio. And at 11, it's the Underwriter's Corner. Hear Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. At 1, it's Right on Retirement. At 2, it's the Del Walmsley Show. And at 3, hear Mortgage Radio. Hear Real Estate Today at 7, the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 9, and Real Estate Now at 9:30. On WMAL.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
That song has been around a long time. For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So as a reminder, it's a great time of year to get your rugs and carpets clean. It's also a time we'd like to thank all our customers and wish you and your family a happy holiday season. So for all of us at Hadid Carpet Cleaning, have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year. And remember, we're on the web at joehadid.com.
At the Big Screen Store, get your game on with a Samsung and Bose Home Theater. A 75-inch Samsung 4K TV, plus a Bose game-changing sound system. Both for just $17.99. Game on. Only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, pay no interest until 2021. Whoa, that's the next decade. Plus, all unsold Black Friday overstocks are marked down so you could save thousands. The Big Screen Store. Locations in Maryland and Virginia. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, get your game on with a Samsung and Bose Home Theater. A 75-inch Samsung 4K TV, plus a Bose game-changing sound system. Both for just $17.99. Game on. Only at the Big Screen Store.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. Last one of 2018. Jeff Wolf behind the console, as always. Jane Houghton is producing for us this morning. And I'm Rick Fowler. It is good to have you with us. And obviously plenty to cover. It's the beginning of the second week of the shutdown. It was Friday midnight a week ago when the government shut down an extended vacation for the holiday period. And Nancy Pelosi certainly taken advantage of it. She's in Hawaii. And the standoff continues. And everybody's just kind of throwing blame back and forth at each other, throwing barbs at each other, and there really haven't been any substantive talks between the parties over the past couple of days. It's pretty interesting stuff that's going back and forth, by the way. Now, as an example, Hakeem Jeffries is a congressman from New York. Day 7 of the Trump shutdown. On his Twitter feed, Republicans continue to hold the American people hostage. We refuse to pay a $5 billion ransom note. In other words, take a hike. Oh, that's really, really creative, Congressman. He also tweeted, Democrats won't support the medieval border wall from the so-called president. It's not going anywhere. You like that little dig, so-called president? Well, Hakeem Jeffries, he is the president. So get used to it. I know you've spent the last almost 2 years upset about that. But get over it. He's the president, and you are not, Congressman Jeffries. As you wake up this morning, remember that. Lindsey Graham chimed in. Of course, there's going back and forth, right? So here's Lindsey Graham to Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats. Very simple from Lindsey Graham. No wall, no wall money, no deal. No wall money, no deal. Words of Lindsey Graham. President has been chiming in as well via Twitter. Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador are doing nothing for the United States but taking our money. Word is that a new caravan is forming in Honduras, and they're doing nothing about it. We will be cutting off all aid to these three countries taking advantage of the U.S. for years. He went on to tweet, close the southern border, bring our car industry back into the U.S. where it belongs, go back to pre-NAFTA before so many of our companies and jobs were foolishly sent to Mexico. Either we finish the wall or we close the border. Gives you some sense of where we stand this morning. The most recent video out from the president was the other day, and here's what he had to say.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want. But it's all the same thing. It's a barrier from people pouring into our company, into our country.
So that's kind of the latest on the back and forth on the border wall. Now, there has been a little bit of activity around the area. The president huddled with Mike Pence, Mick Mulvaney, and Jared Kushner. President went up to the Naval Observatory and had dinner. That, of course, is the residence of the vice president. President Trump dining with senior administration officials at the Naval Observatory in Northwest on Friday night. Not much word yet as to what they discussed. I can imagine what they discussed, but nothing official is out on it. But the president was up there. Now, just the media in general. I mean, this is the supposed journalists, right? I mean, I'm not talking about pundits here or talk show hosts. I'm talking about quote-unquote journalists. There's David Nakamura in The Post, right? This is his headline. This was written December 28th. 8.07 p.m. This is last night, okay? From David Nakamura at the Washington Post. Headline, Trump retreats from public view as government shutdown continues over border wall fight. Get that? Trump retreats from public view. Mr. Nakamura, President Trump was supposed to be on vacation this week, all right? He was supposed to be in Florida, but he stayed here. So what do you want him to do? Do you want him to pull a rally together at the Verizon Center in like 10 minutes? What do you expect him to do? I mean, he's working at the White House. Do you want him to drag a bunch of people in from vacation? Probably many of his staff members are trying to have a little bit of time with their family. Shall we create a public event so that he's not, quote, retreating from public view? It just cracks me up the way these guys write this stuff. His first graph, first paragraph. President Trump remained out of public view Friday as the partial government shutdown reached the one-week mark, content to issue threats via Twitter amid a continuing standoff with Democrats over border wall funding. That's kind of amusing. There's another one of these jabs. Did you hear the one that Nancy Pelosi took the other way? This is Nancy Pelosi in an interview this week. First of all, the fact that he says we're going to build a wall with cement and Mexico is going to pay for it while he's already backed off the cement. Now he's down to, I think, a beaded curtain or something. I'm not sure where he is, Pelosi said in an interview with USA Today published Tuesday. Well, we know for sure where Pelosi is. She's in Hawaii. She's on vacation. Nice work. I'm sure your constituents don't care in your district, but some of us care. You might have stuck around so that maybe the president could have come out of his retreat, met with you in the Oval Office, and then David Nakamura wouldn't have written an article that said that president was retreating from public view. If there was anybody around to talk to, maybe he'd talk to him. But she's in Hawaii. Who knows where Schumer is, and who cares? But anyway, whatever. It's pretty amazing stuff. Now, there's some poll numbers out on it, and we're going to be getting into some of the poll numbers. We'll have a few more notes about what Mick Mulvaney has had to say about the shutdown and where it goes next. We've got plenty to cover. We'll have the very latest on the arrest of the suspect in the shooting of that police officer on Christmas night out in California. We'll have that for you. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on in the program. We're going to get his read on the wall. We're going to get his read on this Russian hypersonic missile that they're claiming we can't defend against. Well, we'll see about that. We're going to talk with Tony on that. We'll talk with Gordon Chang and kind of get a preview of where the North Korea talks go in the new year. What about China? How's that going? Tariff talks. Well, we're supposed to send a delegation back over in the next week or two, so we'll find out from Gordon all about that this morning. And we'll talk with John Gizzi and get his read on the politics of the shutdown, also the latest on the possible replacement for Secretary of Defense Mattis. So we certainly have plenty to cover here on the Saturday Morning Update. Michelle Murray is in the traffic center right now.
Traveling on the Beltway in Prince George's County, we still have accident activity on the inner loop at Landover Road along the right side, and that was also affecting the ramp from 202 to go onto the inner loop. In Virginia, now getting reports of an accident westbound on 66 west of the Beltway. Just west of the Beltway, the right lane is blocked by that. And also we're getting reports now of an accident in Chevrolet southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 202. Use some caution there. Earlier accident on the inner loop at the BW Parkway, all cleared away. I'm Michelle Murray, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's wet out there this morning. It's been raining for the last 24 to 36 hours, but the forecast says mostly sunny with a high of 51. For tomorrow, we'll have some morning clouds with a high of 48. Rain again on Monday with a high of 49. Cloudy on Tuesday, high of 62. And Wednesday looks cloudy with a high of 45. Outside now in Washington, a balmy 47, and we are headed to 51 this afternoon in the sunshine. It's 6:18 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Yeah, we were talking a few minutes ago about David Nakamura at the Post and the way he was talking about the president being in retreat from public view with no scheduled events when it's supposed to be in Florida. Wall Street Journal ripped up the Washington Post the other day. Their editorial page lashed into a Washington Post story on the coverage of the president's Christmas time visit to the troops. It's interesting, the link to the story, the Post has now watered down some of that story. A couple of the sentences are out of that story now. At least they were last night when I looked at the link. Well, here's what it said originally. This is the quote from the Washington Post, okay? First paragraph. President Trump touched down Wednesday in Iraq in his first visit to a conflict zone as commander-in-chief, a week after announcing a victory over the Islamic State that his own Pentagon and State Department days earlier said remained incomplete. Now, wait a minute. The story is about the president going to Iraq, which is a pretty big deal. The first lady went with him, and I don't believe any of the other first ladies made these trips. Maybe they did in the past, but it's kind of rare that the first lady goes on, especially on the first trip. So they politicized this article on him going to Iraq by jabbing him with a week after announcing a victory over the Islamic State that his own Pentagon and State Department days earlier said remained incomplete. Okay. That's in another country where that's going on. Syria was where that story was, not Iraq. Okay. Then they went in. Second graph. The president's visit to al-Assad air base west of Baghdad, which was shrouded in secrecy, follows months of public pressure for him to spend time with troops deployed to conflicts in the Middle East and punctuates the biggest week of turmoil the Pentagon has faced during his presidency. Well, that sounds like an editorial piece to me. I don't know. It's just the story is about the trip to al-Assad air base. Where does this punctuates the biggest week of turmoil the Pentagon has faced during... Where does that come from? Where do these guys get this stuff? Well, the Wall Street Journal editorial page ripped into the Post for that kind of coverage. And those two prime sentences that I mentioned to you apparently have been removed from that article at thepost.com. I couldn't find them last night, and it was that story. It was just missing those two feisty little sentences. So somebody maybe woke up over there. That's good. If they did, good. More power to them if they removed the sentences. Shouldn't have had to do it in the first place, but they did. It's 6:21. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAO. We've got so much to cover this morning, and do stay with us.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope, they pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL 623, and you've probably seen the coverage of the murder of Corporal Ronil Singh, a police officer in Stanislaus County, California. It's a northern part of California. Well, the suspect was arrested. He is Gustavo Perez Arriaga. He was arrested down in Kern County by sheriff's deputies there. They had learned that he was in a residence in the Lamont area of Kern County. Now, it's interesting because 7 people were also arrested for primarily aiding and abetting. And the sheriff is Sheriff Adam Christensen in Stanislaus County. And this is how he described the arrest being made. He was talking with Fox News last night.
Well, in a word, relationships get things done. And I have a relationship, a strong relationship, with not only our federal law enforcement partners, but state and local law enforcement, and my colleague, Sheriff Donnie Youngblood in Kern County. We used a variety of tools and techniques to track this suspect. We were never more than a step behind. We had multiple investigative leads, multiple teams. Everybody was out looking for this individual. And when we finally tracked him to a residence in Bakersfield in Kern County, I called my colleague, Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, and said, I need your help. And immediately we were provided with the resources we needed to lock that residence down and execute a search warrant, subsequently finding and arresting our suspect.
And those suspects, in addition to the shooter, 7 others, and Initial reports say that they are all in the country illegally. That's an initial report from that sheriff, but he describes the other seven.
So at the moment, the number is seven, and they're primarily family members and associates, all of whom were actively engaged in aiding and abetting this criminal fugitive. They did their best to throw us off the trail, but we're smarter than that. And they went to jail, as I promised in the first press conference. When I said to the suspect, this is your time to surrender peacefully and bring this to an end. But I also committed that anybody who helped him was going to go to jail.
And I don't like to throw gasoline on fires, but you don't hear much coverage in the mainstream media about the effects of the sanctuary laws. And in this interview last night that Sheriff Christensen did on Fox News, he kind of laid out, you know, what they're up against and explained the details of these sanctuary laws and the impact on the law officers. And I thought this was interesting.
The idea behind this policy, these laws, was because there's a belief that people don't trust law enforcement and they won't come forward to tell us about being a victim of crime because they're afraid of that we will deport them. Absolutely not true. Local law enforcement doesn't engage in the enforcement of federal immigration law. But by doing this, you've now created sanctuary for criminals, people who are here illegally victimizing and exploiting others. And there's a category of crimes that below a certain threshold, so anything serious or violent, we can communicate. Anything below that, like DUI, we're prohibited statutorily from communicating with our law enforcement partners with ICE.
And finally, this is Sheriff Christensen's message to lawmakers, and I thought it was important that we play this because there are lawmakers that, you know, are here in the nation's capital, maybe not this weekend, but some staff members might be hanging around.
It's bad public safety policy, and it's dangerous and irresponsible, plain and simple. We're not sweeping through churches, schools, convenience stores, courtrooms. ICE is not in my county doing any of that. That is all something that is a story created by others. ICE is looking for fugitives and criminals. That's all they're doing. It used to be that they could come into my jail and collect or take possession of people who fell into that category who were fugitives and wanted. SB 54, in essence, restricted the ability to some degree of ICE even having access to our facility. So we need to have a dialogue. We need to have a conversation, and I hope that the death of Officer Singh, who was needlessly and tragically gunned down, that his death is not in vain. If anything, hopefully this has a positive message, and we can sit down and talk about some of these policies that restrict law enforcement's ability, our ability, to effectively protect our communities.
And, of course, that is Sheriff Adam Christensen of Stanislaus County, and it was his corporal who was murdered. And I just have one short clip. This is from the Kern County Sheriff. This is further down in California to the south near Bakersfield. And, of course, Kern County is where Bakersfield is located, and that's where the arrest was made. And this is what Sheriff Donnie Youngblood had to say.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this.
And I just wanted to take about 2 minutes there so that you could hear the law enforcement side of this. I would be surprised if any of the network newscasts, MSNBC or CNN, have given any law enforcement officials 2 minutes to talk about the impact of sanctuary cities. It's 6:29. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
This holiday season, we've made our list and checked it twice. The list of exceptional vehicles at the Mercedes-Benz winter event at Mercedes-Benz of Arlington. Whether you've been dreaming of a coupe or a cabriolet, a sedan or an SUV, there's something for everyone at our Arlington showroom. And we won't even check to see if you've been naughty or nice. Get incredible offers on the luxury vehicle that tops the best list of all, your wish list. Don't wait. The Mercedes-Benz winter event ends soon. Come into Mercedes-Benz of Arlington today or visit justmercedes.com.
Holiday event ends January 2nd.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
It's 6:30 on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and here is a check of the news. President Trump and Democrats continue to trade blame for the partial government shutdown. Very little substantive talking going on with each other as the disruption in federal agencies slogs into yet another weekend. The president did go to the residence of the vice president for dinner last night with Jared Kushner and Mick Mulvaney and the vice president. So some action being taken there, but none between the parties. Democrats are vowing to pass legislation restoring the government when they take control of the House on Thursday, but that won't accomplish anything unless President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate go along with it and pass and sign the legislation. The Vatican has taken testimony from a man who says ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick sexually abused him for years, starting when he was 11, evidence that the initial case against the retired archbishop has expanded dramatically to include serious allegations of misconduct. The attorney says his client testified on Thursday in New York before the Reverend Richard Welch, judicial vicar for the New York Archdiocese, who was tasked by the Holy See to take his statement. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un staged an extraordinary summit in Singapore in June, but since there's been no substantial disarmament by the North, many of the same old fears that North Korea will never give up its nuclear weapons. China's increasing power has been impossible to ignore as it pushes territorial claims and, despite some resistance, uses money and influence to promote its interest. And we will talk with Gordon Chang coming up very shortly and get further details on what to expect in the weeks and months ahead with North Korea and China. The Supreme Court term has steered clear of drama since the tumultuous confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. The next few weeks, though, will test whether the calm can last. The justices are scheduled to confront a raft of high-profile appeals when they gather in January. Abortion restrictions, workplace discrimination, gerrymandering, and more on the agenda. There are already signs that the conservative justices are willing to take on controversial cases, even though Chief Justice Roberts seems intent on staying above the political fray. Roberts has essentially become the court's swing vote since the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. The Supreme Court will reconvene on January 4th to consider new cases for arguments in April and into the next term. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast is surprisingly good for today in spite of the gloom out there this morning. It's been gray early and rain around the area, still damp, but we'll have sunshine today, high temperature to 51. Morning clouds tomorrow, afternoon sunshine, high 48. Rain back in the picture for Monday with a high of 49. On Tuesday, it looks partly cloudy with a high of 62. And on Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 45. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, reports of an accident now on southbound DC 295 at Pennsylvania Avenue. We're seeing some heavy delays there, so do allow extra time. Now in Virginia, we have the accident on westbound 66 west of the Beltway. It is blocking the right lane. And also, we do have an accident reported on the Fairfax County Parkway northbound at West Ox Road that is also blocking the right lane. Earlier accident on the inner loop of the BW Parkway cleared, but we're getting reports of an incident southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 202.
It's now 6:35 on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
That song has been around a long time. For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So as a reminder, it's a great time of year to get your rugs and carpets clean. It's also a time we'd like to thank all our customers and wish you and your family a happy holiday season. So for all of us at Hadid Carpet Cleaning, have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year. And remember, we're on the web at joehadid.com.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? If so, don't forget that equity is your asset and competition is your friend. Hi, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Keller Williams, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our hybrid model keeps your equity in your pocket, and our full-service listing markets you to every buyer, not just the ones in our database. Check us out at thehybridagent.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's thehybridagent.com.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text PROVEN to 484848. Text PROVEN to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's PROVEN to 484848.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's nice to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on this holiday weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. Gordon Chang joins us, and you know Gordon, he's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. He is a columnist at The Daily Beast. And Gordon, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick, and Happy New Year.
And to you. Obviously, North Korea, huge story in 2018. And the question I have for you is, at year's end, as we move into the new year, where are we exactly with North Korea and this whole notion of denuclearization?
We're in an interim period. The North Koreans are stalling. President Trump has not put that much pressure on them. Trump has said that he would like to meet Kim Jong-un in January or February. That may occur. But on the other hand, the North Koreans have been making pretty belligerent noises, especially in the last month. So it's not entirely clear that there will be a second summit at the beginning of the year.
Is there further evidence that they have continued work on their nuclear program to expand it?
Well, there certainly has been. There's been upgrading of their missile facilities, upgrading of their Yongbin complex, which is where they've been producing fissile material. They've continued to do that. And so there's work on a number of different things, which is really inconsistent with the fundamental premise of Trump policy, which is that the North Koreans have made a strategic decision to give up their nukes. We're going to hear Kim Jong-un's New Year's message in a couple days, and that will give us, I think, a pretty clear indication of where they're going. And it's probably going to be a pretty belligerent one. They're going to celebrate the one-year anniversary of their what they call the completion of their nuclear program, which they've been talking about recently. And so I think that that's a signal to the Trump administration that further negotiations are going to be extremely difficult. Got to remember that the North Koreans have just told us what they think complete denuclearization means. That's the phrase from the June 12th joint statement. And that means the United States giving up its weapons. So I don't think that's going to be extremely difficult, intense negotiations.
In your opinion, when President Trump sits down with Kim Jong-un, does Trump have the advantage when they're in person? In other words, Kim Jong-un seems to be a little more amenable to things, and then once Trump is gone, he's able to kind of regain his posture?
I think that Kim Jong-un believes that President Trump is much more amenable to North Korea's positions than his senior advisors, such as John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, Secretary Pompeo, and others. And so I think that that's the reason why the North Koreans want to have a second summit. You know, President Trump holds the high cards. He's allowed the North Koreans a long period in which to come to the table. They've decided not to take advantage of it. And so I think at some point in 2019, we're going to see the United States start to exert pressure, not just on the North Koreans, but on the Chinese and the Russians and the South Koreans as well, because all three of them have been openly violating sanctions.
A somewhat mysterious story in that hackers apparently have stolen the personal data of defectors from North Korea, and these are defectors that are now living in South Korea. What more do you know about that story and whose fingerprints might be all over it?
Well, there are two possible culprits, Rick. Everyone, of course, points to North Korea because North Korea is very sensitive about defectors and especially those who live in South Korea. But this attack started from a South Korean address, which means that it's possible that North Korea wasn't behind it, that basically pro-North Korea thugs who live in South Korea may have been responsible for this. We have seen these thugs try to go after defectors living in South Korea, and so this would be part of their MO. And so there are a number of culprits here, but the one thing that sort of I think is important is that Moon Jae-in has allowed these pro-North Korean groups to operate freely in South Korea. So I wouldn't be surprised that the Moon administration is not terribly upset with what's going on.
Tell us a little bit more about the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, because obviously we've seen him in pictures with President Trump, and he appears to be our ally. But is he kind of working both sides of the fence?
Well, he's certainly working both sides of the fence. He's deeply anti-American. He comes from an anti-American generation in South Korea, so that shouldn't be too surprising. He surrounded himself with pro-North Korea advisors, many of them who in their youth were members of these Juseo-pa groups. In other words, they advocated the overthrow of the South Korean government by North Korea, and many of these advisors have not disavowed their earlier views. You know, Moon's number one goal, more important than anything else, is to unify the two Koreas. And it appears he's willing to do that more or less on the North's terms. So, for instance, he tried, unsuccessfully, but he tried to amend the South Korean constitution to take out the notions of freedom. He's certainly taken freedom out of the South Korean textbooks. He's been jailing opponents. He's been allowing these North Korean thugs to run free, as we talked about. And he's been trying to muzzle North Korean defectors so they wouldn't say nasty things about Kim Jong-un. So he's certainly, I think, not our friend.
Well, that's the complexity of the Korean puzzle, both North and South. Why don't we move to yet another complex puzzle, and that is China. What is next with China? We've seen the on and off tariff negotiations. Sometimes it looks promising, sometimes it doesn't. What's next?
Well, there's two big issues with China right now. One of them, of course, is the trade truce, which expires on March 1st. We're not increasing our tariffs on January 1st, according to that truce. And right now, there is going to be a U.S. delegation going to Beijing, perhaps at the end of the first week of next year, to talk about trade issues. At the same time, the United States is going hard after Huawei Technologies, which is a Chinese telecom equipment manufacturer. We've asked for the extradition of Meng Wanzhou, who is Huawei's CFO. She's the daughter of the founder of the company. We believe that she's been violating Iran sanctions, and rumors have it that she's been involved in other bad acts as well. China has been extremely upset that we've asked for extradition. And so, of course, this is just another factor that complicates Washington-Beijing relations.
Is there anything in the DNA of China's leadership that would indicate they have any interest in coexisting with the United States as sort of a co-world power, or are they out completely to dominate us?
Well, Xi Jinping is certainly out to dominate the United States. For several years, he's been dropping hints that China is the world's only sovereign state. So, in other words, he believes that we are subjects of China. Now, of course, this is ludicrous. It's breathtaking. He doesn't have the means to force compliance. But nonetheless, it puts a context on his challenge to the U.S. and to the international community. So I think that essentially we are involved in what could very well be an existential struggle with China.
And how much leverage do we have on them based on the amount of trade we do with China and what we purchase from China?
Trade gives us enormous leverage over the Chinese. First of all, we're the trade deficit country. In 2017, our merchandise trade deficit was $376 billion. And trade deficit countries generally don't worry too much about trade friction. Last year, China's merchandise trade surplus against the U.S. was a stunning 88.9% of its overall merchandise surplus. That shows overwhelming dependence on the American market. We're the bigger economy. We're actually, in reality, growing faster than they are. Right now, we're growing 3.4% clip in the third quarter, maybe a little bit slower this quarter. But China, according to one professor in Beijing, is growing 1.67% if it's not contracting. So China right now is in a world of hurt. We have all the leverage. The only issue is whether we've got more political will than China. But, you know, Rick, political will is by far the most important factor.
Final question. The volatility in the U.S. stock market, what impact does that have on the markets in China?
It has impact on markets across the world. We see that when we have these big up and down days on the Dow, other markets will follow. China's market has been the worst performing in 2018, and that's largely because not only the trade friction, but also just the generally slowing Chinese economy. And there's one other minor factor, and that is there is concern about the direction that China's political system is going. So that's in the mix as well. So you have a Chinese market right now which is in trouble. It would be much worse performing if the central government didn't support it with stock purchases. So China right now is in really no position to challenge the United States. The only reason that they are still in the game is because Xi Jinping is extremely willful. But a lot of people in Beijing think that China should not have taken on the United States.
Fascinating summary. Gordon Chang, you can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. And, of course, check out his website. That's GordonChang.com. Thank you very much for being with us, Gordon, and have a very, very happy new year.
And you too, Rick, and thank you so much.
Thank you. 6:49 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the traffic center.
Problems continue on the Beltway in Landover. We have a serious accident there along the right side of the roadway. Only one right lane squeezing by, and the right off-ramp is closed. And the on-ramp from 202 to the inner loop is still blocked with the accident activity. Now, we do have an accident on westbound 66 approaching the Beltway in the right lane. Use caution there. In Fairfax, we have an accident on the northbound Fairfax County Parkway at West Ox Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, we're looking for sunshine with a high of 51 degrees. And it's going to be kind of balmy for the next few days. And we're going to be up as high as 60 degrees on Tuesday. Unfortunately, we do have some more rain coming in the forecast. But for today, it does look really good. We've got more sunshine for tomorrow with a high of 48. Rain on Monday.
Tuesday, partly cloudy, high of 62, and cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 45. So start your New Year's Day off with a brunch outside. 62-degree high on New Year's Day. Outside in D.C. right now, we're at 47, and we're only going up to 51. 6:50, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and the headlines this week surprising to me a little bit in how this was covered, but it doesn't surprise me, I guess, when you really think about it. And the last thing I want to do is minimize the death of the 8-year-old migrant boy who died this week. But you've seen the stories of CBS, outrage across the country. Washington Post, migrant boy dies in U.S. custody. Okay, that's the headline. Migrant boy dies in U.S. custody. Well, about 12 paragraphs into the article, after they go into President Trump and the shutdown, you get into a bit more of the facts about what really happened. Now, the boy was sick, and he was taken to the hospital. The Border Patrol took him to the hospital, and he was treated at the hospital. And while at the hospital, he was given Tylenol. He was diagnosed with a common cold. They kept him a little bit longer, but then finally they released him from the hospital with a prescription for an antibiotic and ibuprofen because he had a fever of 103 degrees. So the hospital released him. Well, he got sicker later on in the day, and his father, according to the Washington Post, quoting Customs and Border Patrol, said the father declined further medical assistance in the evening around 7 o'clock. Father declined. Probably figured the boy was sick with a cold. Well, he became lethargic about 10 o'clock, and they took him back to the hospital. And he died at the hospital. They couldn't revive him. Well, that's tragic, but it's not as though efforts weren't made to give him adequate medical treatment. He was taken to the hospital. That was the diagnosis at the hospital. If you're going to put blame anywhere, maybe you start to look at how they discharged somebody with 103 fever who died later in the day. But this whole notion of U.S. custody, it's to me, it's misleading. And I wondered yesterday, I was doing some show prep, I said, well, I wonder how many children actually die of the flu every year. If you go to the CDC website, Centers for Disease Control, the government agency, there was a release dated June 18th, says the CDC is reporting the total number this season of pediatric flu-related deaths at 172. So that was as of June 8th of 2018, 172 pediatric flu-related deaths in the country. And that was a record-setting number over 2012 and 2013. So it's been a tough flu season, at least as of June 8th. Now, I know that's not particularly related, but I just want to point out that there were 172 pediatric flu deaths in the country that last flu season. So it's just a matter of keeping in perspective, again, not to minimize the loss of a child's life. Cannot do that. But, the media casting this as though, you know, it was all CBP's fault, Customs and Border Patrol. They've taken him to the hospital twice the same day. 6:54 now on the Saturday morning update.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income.
My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2019. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/health. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/health. That's forhims.com/health for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/health.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
The gift giving continues with $4K a day. Your chance to win $1,000. Four times each weekday.
Thank you.
New year, new chances to win. $4K a day.
You guys are awesome.
Beginning January 3rd on WMAL.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're coming up on 7 o'clock on the Saturday Morning Update, and in the 7 o'clock hour, we will talk with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll get his read on the shutdown, what's next, what happens when the Congress reconvenes. Also, the search for a replacement for General Mattis. What is he hearing? What is the latest? Also, we will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up right about 7:35. We're going to talk to Tony about the border wall. We're going to talk with Tony about an editorial piece that was published of his in USA Today about President Trump and Iraq, and also Egypt and terror on the agenda with Tony Schaefer this morning.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
That song has been around a long time. For more than 60 years, Hadid Rug and Carpet Cleaning is a name you can trust. So as a reminder, it's a great time of year to get your rugs and carpets clean. It's also a time we'd like to thank all our customers and wish you and your family a happy holiday season. So for all of us at Hadid Carpet Cleaning, have a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year. And remember, we're on the web at joehadid.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.